The stock market has been making investors, well, nervous and a little bit crazy. And you want to make sure you're avoiding trouble, normally. But right now, we're about to go head for trouble. Sam McBride's here, and we are heading to the danger zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And I'm joined today by Sam McBride, investment analyst for New Constructs. And again, at New Constructs, well, it's basically forensic accounting meets cash flow modeling so that you can look in at securities, but you dig in at the footnotes level and work your way up. Because most people, that's not how they do it. They look at the numbers from the surface level. And at the surface level, you can look at almost anything and come away thinking,
you are so good looking.
But at New Constructs, when they think something's good looking, they ask a different question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Oh, it's possible. And frequently, that's what they find. And so, when something is misleading, when the earnings picture from the bottom up doesn't look the way it does from the top down, when the angle says this is not the way it's supposed to be, they think something's heading for trouble. By the way, conversely, it can work as well, where something looks bad from up top and it looks great from the bottom. That's going to make something attractive. If you want to learn more about their most attractive and most dangerous lists, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about their danger zone picks. So if you hear something here and you want more details, you can always get it on their website. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. Sam McBride, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
WeWork.
Danger, danger.
WeWork. It is ticker symbol WE, and this is another IPO. And what, I mean, we've talked about IPOs. So quite honestly, you can't just be putting another IPO, like, just because, hey, it's the latest dumb IPO. There's got to be something special, or maybe extra special.
Well, isn't that extra special?
That has you looking at WeWork right now.
Yeah, I think WeWork takes just about everything ridiculous and overvalued about the IPOs we've seen in the past and just takes it up another notch. This is just in just about every level in terms of just the absurdity of the way they talk about the business in terms of the conflicts of interest, in terms of the valuation, and in terms of just the fundamental issues with the business model. It just is really the total package in terms of an absurd, overvalued IPO.
Give us an example of how and why. I mean, we've seen some absurdity this year. We've had Uber. We've had Lyft, among others. So if this is most absurd, I'm sorry, Sam, you got to give me some proof.
Yeah, so I think with Uber and Lyft, we've talked about how flawed those business models were, but at least they were a new business model. There was some legitimate innovation happening here. WeWork is just a real estate leasing business. That exists. There's been plenty of companies that have done this. There's a company called IWG, European company, operate the same business model. They lease short-term office space. They have more square feet. They have more revenue. They actually turn a profit. They're worth $4 billion. WeWork is aiming for a $47 billion valuation. Only difference is that they brand themselves as space as a service, and they say their mission is to elevate the world's consciousness. And they're really just betting that if they put a bunch of tech lingo into their prospectus, they can get $45 billion more in valuation than a comparable peer. So that's what I talk about when I say that there's a fundamental flaw with the business model. It's not that the business model itself can't work. It's that the business model is not worth almost $50 billion.
What would be worth $50 billion? Who's the last $50 billion IPO that was reasonable?
The last $50 billion IPO that was reasonable? I mean, you're probably going back to maybe Alibaba or Facebook. I mean, those are when you get to companies that had scale and were legitimately profitable. And I think that's the thing we've seen as a common thread through all these other recent IPOs is that, you know, none of these companies have actually proved the viability of their business model. And especially concerningly, especially when you look at WeWork here, none of these companies have proved they can turn a profit in the longest economic expansion in U.S. history. You know, we're talking about WeWork here. Their business has lasted entirely through an era of economic expansion. You know, their business model is long-term leases that they take out and they turn around and lease that space on a short-term basis. That is something that is extremely sensitive to economic cycles and recessions. You know, when the market turns down, they're locked into these long-term leases, and they're going to struggle to be able to lease that space on a short-term basis at a high enough level to cover their commitments. So you're talking about if they can't turn a profit right now, what are they going to do when the market, when the economy goes down?
Obviously, we are talking about a company that is...
Whoa, dumber than advertised.
Yeah, but you're also talking about some other things. You know, you didn't just mention, oh, it's a bad IPO. You talked about the fact that you know, you've got some other things here. In other words, you've got some things that you dislike about management. So this is a company, WeWorks, where, as we like to put it,
so much crap, they had to start a second pile.
So tell us where the second pile is. If there's management issues that you talked about, you hinted at them. Let's not hint. Let's talk.
Absolutely. And, you know, in addition to the business model, you've got some pretty significant conflicts of interest going on with management. So the CEO and founder, Adam Neumann, it came out recently that he owns multiple buildings that he's leasing to the company. So he's essentially serving as a landlord to his own company. Now, they say they're addressing that and transferring those buildings, but that hasn't happened yet. And they're just sort of saying, trust us, this is not going to be a problem in the future. In addition, he has in the past taken out multiple loans from the company. It just came out recently, too, in their prospectus that they disclosed that when they rebranded from WeWork to the We Company, they had to pay his personal holding company $5.9 million for the rights to the We Company trademark. So there's just a lot of different ways in which he is cashing out on the company's success, sort of benefiting himself at the expense of the company, other shareholders. And like with so many other IPOs, it's going to be a dual class share structure where he's going to continue to have total control of the company after the IPO. So investors will have no real leverage to prevent him in the future from continuing to do these sort of deals that benefit himself at the expense of the company.
And here we have this IPO where they're looking for, you know, this valuation north of $40 billion. What do you think it's worth, and what should somebody be looking for as a fair value on this?
I mean, I think you go back to the competitor I talked about, IWG, which is worth $4 billion. I think that's a pretty good point to look at there for what's the value of this business model.
So, yeah, that means this stock's going to come out and it's basically headed in the wrong direction. It is headed, of course, for trouble. It's WeWorks, ticker symbol, or WeWork, ticker symbol WE. It is an IPO. And, well, quite honestly, you just heard the idea that it's going to be dropping like a stone or like a bomb. But whatever it is, it's definitely headed for trouble. That's why it's in the danger zone. Sam McBride, thanks as always for joining us. We look forward to chatting with you again.
Thanks for having me, Jack.
That's Sam McBride, everybody. He is investment analyst at New Constructs. To learn more, go to newconstructs.com, where they always report on their danger zone picks, so you can always get more information, more specifics, more details. You can also find their list of most attractive and most dangerous stocks. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. We're heading for home on the Monday, August 19th edition of Money Life. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.